former NSA and CIA employee, Edward Snowden, is now inside the whirling cutting blades of the buzzsaw, the media. According to most media accounts, he is at best a nut and at worst a traitor. In a playbook that shines best in wartime, the favorite attack of the media is upon the target's sanity. Now, Edward Snowden joins Kim Jong-il, Saddam Hussein, and Muammar Gaddafi as, if not totally mad, at least not all there. I'm always amazed when they employ this tactic, one of the faves of the corporate imperial press. If one dares challenge the empire, well, they're mad. If I see another clip on his girlfriend, I'll hurl. Meanwhile, no serious examination, nor real challenge to his essential charges, the fantastic scope of U.S. intelligence agencies, but perhaps more foreboding, the sheer power of private contractors like Booz Allen, where Snowden until recent days worked. One of the primary underlying features of the Iraq War and its support services was the sheer explosion of contractors working for a plethora of private corporations. The Iraq War may have been bad for the country's image and prestige, but it was a gold mine for businesses. The same could be said for Snowden's former employer, Booz Allen, the leading employer of ex-CIA and NSA types who can live like princes on private money paid by government contracts. If Americans really listen to this young man and begin to look deeply into this national security industry, perhaps that'll change. But I ain't holding my breath. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.